I think it's time to hear a little bit about some of the news that we've got going on this week. What have you got for us?
Well, Kat, there's a very interesting story which has come out from researchers at Ohio State University who have made this oil-water separating sieve, which I read with great intrigue because I thought, well, that can come in useful when you're cooking Sunday dinner, because instead of pouring your gravy, which has got oil and fat mixed together, into one of those separating funnels, actually you could just pour it through a sieve made of this material that they've come up with, and it would just separate it for you.
So how does this work then? Come on.
Well, what they were doing was, first of all, looking at how they could make self-cleaning mirrors. In fact, they were trying to make a surface that would just shed water or shed oil. And then they discovered that you could actually apply this to a thin stainless steel mesh and it would do the same thing. The way it works is, first of all, they spray onto a stainless steel mesh some particles of effectively sand, it's silica, nanoparticles, and that makes the surface a bit bumpy. They then layer on top of that a polymer, which is called PDDA because it's got a horribly long unpronounceable name, but embedded in that polymer are some surfactant molecules, and surfactants are chemicals that break the surface tension of water. They make water much less sticky, and the effect of this is that the water will very happily spread out across the surface, but oil hates the surface, so it forms little droplets. And if you make a mesh of this material and hold it over a jug at a slight angle, you can then pour a mixture of water and oil through the sieve. The water leaches straight through and goes into the pot underneath, but the oil runs off sideways, so you get two pots, one full of oil and one full of water. It's absolutely stunning.
You're clearly making much classier gravy than I am, because I just opened the Bisto. other gravies are available.
You don't use the meat juices.
Well, we're vegetarians.
Okay. But you can use you could still use meat juices. How can you make gravy with no meat juices? It's fantastic.
Vegetarians.